Good morning and welcome. It's News Talk 1130 WISN. The Retirement Clinic with the Kowal Investment Group is on the air, hosted today by Joe Still and Anthony Priester. What, back in the studio. Good morning, guys. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be back.
Great to have you back. Anthony, good to have you on the show. We hear your voice Monday through Friday with those market updates. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning, Paul. Nice being here.
Absolutely, guys. So it's busy, busy, busy. Starting with an event coming up on April 25th, complimentary event that you guys will put on. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. Joe, a new location, new meaning a month now, in Brookfield.
Right.
And you're on Blue Mound Road.
Right. We couldn't be more excited. We're in a standalone building between Brookfield Road and Calhoun Road, very close to, actually right next to Portillo's. On Blue Mound, so on the south side of the street, easy to find.
Associate with food in this city, and everybody knows where you're at.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, it's a wonderful building. We completely renovated it. And, you know, I've been telling prospective clients and friends that it really fits kind of our company and who we are right now and where, you know, where we're going in the future. And so we have plenty of room to grow in that building, and it's just beautiful. So if you're a client or prospective client, you know, stop in and check it out.
In addition to that new office, again, it's on Blue Mound in Brookfield. You've got your Racine location in Delafield, Port Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, Cape Coral, Florida. Online, I guess, virtually on your website.
Yes.
Do you do a lot of those, Anthony, with clients? Do you meet virtually?
Yes, we do meet virtually across the nation, depending on where you're located. But typically, we do see some clients from out of the Midwest. It just kind of depends, again, where you're located. And if you submit an online message, we will get back to you.
It's convenient for the
very convenient
client, of course, if you want to be in the office. So there's no excuse not to have a retirement plan, or is there? That's actually one of the topics today. Are Americans prepared for their retirement? And before we get to that, Joe, I hope that's a good tease. Also, I think, Anthony, you're going to have the wealth management and preservation segment for us, which includes news on 529s. Those are the educational tools, right?
Correct. It's an educational tool, and we'll kind of get into details of what was just recently updated and kind of the parameters that entail rolling over the 529 plan to a Roth IRA and the restrictions and what can and cannot be done. Again, it is a new topic, so there is kind of conflicting information out there, but we're here to educate you and talk the details behind it.
The event that's going on, Joe, these are complimentary. You've done many, many in the past. This one is actually going to be hosted and moderated by Jeff Kowal, founder, of course. It's Thursday, April 25th. You guys can tell us about it. Here's the title, though. Keep Family Wealth in the Family.
Yes, I know we had a very successful event last fall. And it was very well attended. And I know we're going to have another well attended event in talking through how do you make sure that you put those protections in place, you know, in regards to keeping that wealth within your family. And, you know, it really relates to an estate plan and estate planning. And how do you construct an estate plan that will protect those assets and send those assets where, you know, the ultimate, you know, family member in that family wants those assets to go.
Yeah, you say estate planning. Hold on. This is the retirement clinic. There's a lot under the word retirement, a lot of different things under that umbrella.
Absolutely. A ton under that umbrella. And one of the, you know, key things that we talk about with all of our clients is do you have the protections in place to ensure that you protect your wealth and when the time comes, you transfer that wealth without to the individuals that you want to transfer that wealth to without, you know, the state or the courts getting involved or the federal government, for that matter, getting involved.
And here's who's going to be involved in this panel on this event. Again, Thursday, April 25th, it's held in Delafield.
Correct.
Is that at your location in Delafield, Joe?
So I believe that, no, that is not at our office.
It's at
Revere's.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Right down the road from our office.
All we have to do is...
Nice Irish pub. With great food and plenty of beverages options for you.
And good people. Now, listen to the panel. A lot of these guys, I think everyone has been on the show. Chauncey Wiesenthal, of course, with the Coal Investment Group. Chris Behrens from Horicon Bank will be there. John Koenig from Edler Advisors Law. He's been on the show before.
Yes, he has.
And, of course, a seminar designed to help you gain a better understanding of how to preserve and protect your hard-earned assets for you and your family. It's called Keep Family Wealth in the Family, Thursday, April 25th. Free to attend. TheCoalWay.com is how you register. You must register.
Correct. And if you're listening today and you have a more complicated family situation where you have a blended family, you are a business owner, maybe multiple family members as part owners in that business, you know, it's more important when you have a more complicated situation that you take the steps to protect and preserve that wealth, especially, again, if you want to keep it in the family and protect it.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen the horror situations where families just get ripped apart because they didn't do the proper planning up front. And then you have a tragic event in the family. You know, maybe the founder of the business, you know, passes away suddenly, or you know, something else tragic happens.
Unexpected.
And you know, that's definitely certainties in life, is we are going to have change and we are going to have unexpected things that are going to happen. So the whole you know, point of the event is to go through and discuss those topics that can help you put that plan together to ensure that you're protected and that you've planned for the unexpected.
Yeah, with the best, too. These guys are the best in the area, obviously. Many times, many of these are guests on the show. So please sign up for this on the website, thecoalway.com, K-O-W-A-L, which gives you a ton of other information. Great website to visit. If you have questions for the Retirement Clinic, today hosted by Joe Still and Anthony Priester, as always, call the Coal Investment Group at 262-522-4040. Okay, Joe, you wanted to talk about if we're prepared. Is America prepared? I know we procrastinate with taxes. We put things off. We may put off that estate plan, not doing the trust. What about retirement planning, Joe?
Yes. Yeah, so the big question, you know, is the average American prepared properly for retirement? And we're going to answer that by reviewing some of these stats from a recent survey. So a company called Clever, and that's C-L-E-V-E-R, and they are a real estate data company. And they put this information together through a survey they did. They surveyed about 1,000 Americans, and they've compiled 99 personal finance statistics based on multiple consumer surveys that they had filled out through this this survey that they did of 1,000 Americans. So I found this and thought it would be interesting to share some of these stats that they found. So I'll just start and you know, chime in when you hear one that you know, that maybe perks your interest a little.
I already have like questions and thoughts, but I don't want to interrupt you because we haven't even started.
And again, this is a cross-section survey. So this is covering, you know, current retirees. This is covering, you know, those individuals like Anthony, and I always give him a hard time because he's young. What generation are you in, Anthony?
Z? Zoomers?
I think I'm
Generation Z.
Yeah, might be in Generation Z.
And for Joe and I, we look at millennials as being young.
Right.
Still,
right,
even though the millennials are well into their 30s, you're talking about everybody in the workforce, Joe, those that have retired as well.
Right.
And deep into their retirement. Maybe they're in their low to mid 80s.
Yes, correct. So I'm going to go over a couple of questions that they asked and then give you some percentage responses and then go over some of the actual data that I think is going to be eye-opening. Whether you know the answer to this or not, are most the average American, is he or she prepared for retirement? I think you'll find some of this data interesting. So one of the first questions they asked, you know, does inflation make it difficult to meet your financial goals? So 81% said yes. You know, inflation does make it difficult to meet financial goals, which I think that's an easy one. That we all understand that as prices go up, it makes it more difficult to pay for the everyday things.
But without going on a tirade or a rant, it's not just like groceries anymore. It's across the board. It's not just gas anymore. Joe, everything has gone up.
Insurance premiums have gone through the roof.
Yeah. House prices.
Yes.
Goodness, right?
Yes.
Just look at everything has gone up. I'm guessing that things get a little more complicated in your attempt to save
right.
when inflation is this bad.
So that was an easy one. Yes, inflation hurts, and it hurts just about everyone. You know, those obviously on the lower income bracket hurts a little more than those on the upper bracket. Next question, do you put a portion of each paycheck towards general savings? So, you know, that didn't say retirement, just kind of general savings. And 56% said yes. So, okay, you know, that's good. Over half said yes. We put a portion of each paycheck to savings. The next question is, do you save for retirement? Now we drop under 50%. So 47% of the surveyed 1,000 people said that they do save for retirement. So that's a problem. 53% said no. You know, they're not saving for retirement. So obviously that's a problem. And again, I'll give you more numbers that I think will give you a better picture of the whole situation. So the next one in the article they go over is, have you dipped into your emergency savings in 2023? So this survey, I don't know if I covered this. This survey was done in August of 2023. So in the fall or summer of 2023. So, and 44% said they dipped into their emergency savings in 2023, which you
just
have
under half of you.
Right. You have emergency savings there for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the question is, does the average American have enough in retirement
also
savings?
Define emergency.
Is it
the new 75-inch flat screen that I needed just in time for the game?
Right.
Or is it a true emergency?
Right. And we always talk about the need to have an emergency fund sitting in cash, you know, to cover that water heater, furnace, whatever, you know, if you own your home, whatever goes bad, even to cover, you know, that vacation you took, that, okay, now the expenses are a little higher than I expected on that vacation. So 44% said they did dip into their emergency savings in 2023, which again, that doesn't alarm me too bad. The next question, have you dipped into your retirement savings in 2023? 26% said they did. Now that bothers me.
Yeah, because
as a professional in the business, you know, over a quarter of the respondents said they've tapped into their retirement savings in 2023. Well, you should not be tapping into your retirement savings unless you're in retirement. So,
for instance, a 401k plan, Joe, you can be penalized for it's your own money, right?
Right.
Don't take it out. It's meant to. Now, are there emergencies for that sometimes?
Sure.
That's kind of connecting the dots from the last two questions.
Of course.
You might need it. But you're not. It's not intended to tap in and out of when you want money.
Right. Correct. So just some numbers to share. So the average retiree has how much in savings? Just take a guess.
The average American retiree?
The average retiree in America right now, based on this survey, has how much in savings?
Savings. Now, I got to ask, does that include their retirement plan?
Yes.
Everything saved up. The average American, I'm going to say, has $75,000.
Okay, you're a little low. $170,726 in savings. So that's the average. So that's down from 2022, which it was $191,659. So that's not a good thing that we're seeing that number come down. Obviously, inflation, you know, rose and you know, we've already seen that, you know, 26% had to dip into their retirement savings.
Social Security is not designed to get you through retirement.
Right.
It's not going to be enough. So clearly that's not enough, Joe.
Right.
We're not doing well enough.
Right.
But I don't want to jump to the end.
No.
I don't want to jump to conclusion.
So then another stat here, 22% of Gen Xers, so I'm part of the Gen X group, have nothing saved for retirement. And 43% regret not having saved more money. So we're approaching 50%, you know, regret not saving more money. And we're approaching a quarter of Gen Xers have not saved a thing for retirement.
I mean, that's you and I. That's that age group. We're in our fifth. Now, is it too late? We're reminded on this show throughout the years, you can always start to save. Right. But you're going to have to play catch up in a big way.
Right. And you know, there's provisions to do that. So if you're in your early 50s or late 40s and you haven't started saving yet, start saving now. Use those provisions, those catch up provisions, to save as much as you possibly can. You know, start today. You know, that's why I was look at basically anything in life, not retirement, just anything. If you want to make a change, go ahead. Forget about yesterday. Start today.
Does 22% alarm you, Joe? That, or yes. Does that seem about right?
No, that's pretty alarming. That
they have
high of a percentage.
Zero money.
Zero saving for retirement. You know, and this is another interesting one. So 71% of retirees have non-mortgage debt with an average balance of $19,888. So think about that. 71% of retirees have non-mortgage debt with an average balance of $19,888. Now, is that non-mortgage debt, you know, a car loan that's backed up by an asset? Maybe. But I think of a fair amount of that is probably unsecured debt, which is a problem. That's bad debt.
But credit cards?
Yeah. I look at mortgage, you know, we answer this question a lot. You know, people come to us and say, oh, you know, should I pay off my mortgage? You know, my first question is, okay, what's your interest rate, you know, that you have right now?
There's a lot, I
refinanced when things were really down and it's under 3%. So I look at that and say, okay, that is not bad debt, meaning that hopefully there's an appreciating asset behind it, you know, in your home, and that it continues to go up in value. And the money that you have in your retirement funds and your other savings is most likely earning more than that, you know, below 3%, or let's just call it 3% mortgage.
So don't
pay that off.
Exactly.
Don't take money out of a retirement account or your savings account that's earning a much higher interest rate to pay down that debt. You'll pay it over time.
So this is non-mortgage debt.
Non-mortgage
for retired
debt.
People only. And it's the percentages. What was the average? 19,000?
19. That's the average. Almost $20,000. $19,888.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That seems high.
That seems high.
Okay.
You know, and that, you know, that fits, I think, with the numbers we see on, you know, they recently last year talked about the consumer credit debt has now risen above $1 trillion in America. Yep. So, you know, that's a big number.
Are these recent numbers? Where's this from again, Joe?
So this is from a company called Clever. They're a real estate data management company, or data collection company, I should say. And they did a survey in August of 2023.
Okay, so basically within the last 5-6 months, the reason I ask, does inflation reflect in this poll? And the answer is yes, it does.
Yes.
So maybe people are putting more on their credit card because they can't pay at the grocery store, Joe. I mean, it's everything, right? Yeah. You're shopping, if you're getting new furniture, if you're getting a car,
correct,
it's all up.
Yeah, and another note on that statistic about debt, nearly 1 in 5 retirees, so about 18%, have medical debt with an average balance of over $10,000. So, you know, that's probably, you know, part of that number is that, you know, we're talking about medical debt. Obviously, medical insurance is costly in retirement. That's going to be one of your highest costs.
And even good plans, going to have to still pay.
Right. Right.
Those deductibles, and you might carry the balance year after year. That could build up. The number one cause of personal bankruptcy, Joe, still remains medical bills.
Right.
So,
and let's just say you're in that camp of the Gen Xers that hasn't saved a penny. This last statistic, 30% of retirees rely on Social Security benefits as their sole source of income. So you get back to that question, you know, does it concern you that, you know, Gen Xers are behind in savings for retirement? Yes, it concerns me. But I would go back and say, but if you're a Gen Xer and you can maintain your current lifestyle on, you know, on your Social Security alone, then maybe it doesn't matter.
That's a small percentage of people.
But that's a smaller percentage.
Yeah.
You know, they say that when you retire, you need about 70 to 90% of your current income to maintain your lifestyle.
Now, the glass is not all half empty on this show. We can be glasses half full, and after the break, Joe, talk about how do we remedy this problem, right?
Right.
It's not all doom and gloom. If you're behind in your savings, are you prepared for retirement? And the answer is no. There are ways to catch up, and fix that. Or maybe you're just in that in-between land too, Joe. You're not quite as high as you want to be. Didn't you mention a lot of people had regret?
Right.
If they had to do it over?
Regrets, yes.
Yeah. Like if you're offered a 401k and there's a match, why are you not taking that?
Right.
The free
there,
money.
There are some major mistakes. And I think actually in the last retirement clinic that I was on, we talked about these big mistakes. And one of the biggest mistakes is people don't start saving early enough. You know, at Anthony's age, when you're a few years into your career, start saving
just
right away.
Just pick an age. Say you go to 4 years of college and it's 22.
22.
Get your first job. Yeah. All right. You're not making a heck of a lot of money, but they're offering you a 401k and a match.
Right. I'll use myself as an example. I was probably a typical young, recent college grad. I had some college debt that I had to pay off. Didn't buy a house right away. Was renting an apartment, but making a decent income. And I started off, I think it was $25 to $50 a month that I would save.
In addition to, like a lot, right?
No, but as you, you cannot believe the power of compounding interest. And as you continue to, you know, increase your income.
Amassing wealth,
it builds up way faster than you think.
You're 52. That's been 30 years of putting money away.
Right.
And as you said, the power of compound interest, it's still one of the best Seinfelds ever, right?
Yes.
When he found out.
Yes,
it's amazing. I put money in the bank. I do nothing. And I made all this money.
Right. Right. It is a beautiful thing. And the earlier you start, the better.
So, Anthony, now you're a financial advisor. Anthony Priester joins us along with Joe Still. I assume you're planning for your retirement.
Right.
Yeah. You're advising people are. So you clearly are. But again, you're in your 20s. There's always an excuse. Jeff Cole, Joe has talked about this. In your 20s, well, I don't make enough, so I don't have enough money to save. In the 30s, I'm just building a house and starting a family. I don't have enough to save. 40s, right. It goes on and on.
Right.
Every decade, and every time in your life, Anthony, you could make an excuse.
Right. There's always an excuse, and there's always a way to remedy that. And as Joe mentioned, starting earlier and getting in the habit of saving is crucial. And even contributing 1-2% of your paycheck or whatever potentially the match is, that's basically free money, and it's a great benefit to start early and watch that compound interest grow over time.
Even if it's 1 year, I know 1 year can make all the difference in the world. So start as soon as you can. When we come back, Joe and Anthony, of course, on the retirement clinic will tell you how to fix this problem. If this is the case, how do you want to be on the other side of this, you know? Americans are just basically not prepared for retirement. That's what we're saying. Not all of you, some of you.
Right. And it's like anything else. It takes some work. It takes some discipline. It takes some planning. And if you don't have the right tools to be able to do that, a lot of people just don't do it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to make that mistake.
If you get caught in a rut of never starting to contribute, and then you are, I'm 34, going on 40, I never really, why start now? It's too late. There's an answer to that, right?
We'll talk
about that when we come back. Stay tuned for more of the Retirement Clinic, a great event coming up that's complimentary. You can attend April 25th, held in Delafield. We'll tell you more about that event, but it's all at thecowalway.com. Anthony Priester and Joe Still are hosting today's Retirement Clinic. It's News Talk 1130 WISN. I'm Paul Kronforst. We'll be right back. We continue with the Retirement Clinic and the Cowal Investment Group financial advisors, Anthony Priester and Joe Still, hosting the show. I'm Paul Kronforst. A lot coming up, including Anthony's segment in the next segment of the show for wealth management and preservation on 529s. If you're a parent or a grandparent, you might know about 529s for planning, but we've got news for you in that segment. Joe, this segment designed to fix the first segment, not that we screwed up,
right.
But the news we presented was most Americans, Joe, just not prepared for retirement.
Right. When we talk about it, you know, if you're looking at how much do you need to retire, you know, that's a huge question that we help our clients answer. And, you know, 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income, you know, to maintain your current lifestyle. So think of it in that terms. You know, if you're making $100,000 a year, and you're living on, or I should say, you're taking home that much, and you're living on that lifestyle. You know, $70,000 to $90,000 in take home a year is what you're going to need to maintain that current lifestyle.
Might be more than you retirement. Had planned on.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, that's not what my numbers show. So what do I do?
Right. And I'll share one more stat in that clever survey. And it's, they asked the question, are finances the most stressful part of your life?
Clever is the name of the company.
Clever is the name of the company.
Yeah, not that it was a clever survey, no. But it was a clever survey.
Yes. So they asked the question, are finances the most stressful part of your life? And 65% said yes. And we would, you know, and I think Anthony would agree with this, we can attest to that. And that's one of the things we do for our clients is we remove that stress or do our best to provide them the tools so they can put a really solid plan together, stress test that plan, so they don't have to stress about, you know, do I have enough to maintain my current lifestyle in retirement? And I wanted to talk a little bit about corporate retirement plans, you know, and making sure, you know, we talked earlier about the importance of taking advantage of saving and taking advantage of those retirement plans that are offered to you by your employer. And employers have done a much better job these days with providing more tools. If we think back prior to 1978, there weren't any 401ks. And so how did people save for retirement?
Either they didn't or they had a pension.
Right. Either they saved in, you know,
Savings accounts,
or a lot of companies and employers at that time had defined benefit plans, pension plans. Now, in 1978, under the Revenue Act of 1978, they opened the door to 401ks, and that's when that transition started from companies saying, "Okay, hey, we have you covered. We're going to save for you." And you know, you can retire at retirement age with Social Security and a pension. They changed to say, okay, now you're responsible.
Yes.
In this 401k. And at the
time, you're contributing, it's coming out of your paycheck.
In those early plans, and even up, I would say till probably a decade ago, the employee was left on their own. You know, the employer would provide them some guidance.
Yep.
But, you know, not any detailed guidance.
Or they'd have to go and get a, I mean, how long is like an IRAs have been around for a long time, right, Joe?
Right. Yes.
Personal planning, like you said, a savings account, CDs came around at some point, but they never paid much.
Right.
With regard to, boy, if the stock market goes up and I go up along with it, I can really do well.
Right.
Until this, something good came out of the 70s.
Right. And now these retirement plans are, they're defaulting people into the plan. They're providing a certain percentage savings that they're going to put in. Let's just call it 3%. You're going to be defaulted into the plan when you start with the company, and they're going to take 3% of your income and put it into this plan.
Does that mean I have to opt out?
That means a lot of these plans now you have to opt out.
So you're in automatically,
which is good.
I think that is so.
Increased participation rates.
If you don't want to, just walk into the opt
right,
out.
Right, but.
It's encouraging savings.
Yes. And then in addition to that, a lot of times people would have to pick their own investments. And again, that's a very daunting task for the average American. Where do I put the money? Now there's a lot of these target date funds that, you know, plans are auto-enrolling people in just based on their age as a default. So that's actually good because a lot of these plans just sit in cash if people don't, you know where to put it. And that's a huge, huge risk. You know, there is a risk to being too conservative.
Yes.
And
under the mattress.
Especially when you're young.
Being scared off by maybe a bad market run. But then, Joe, you have to, what does Jeff Kowal say? I'm sure others have uttered it, but on this show, you have to be right twice if you're trying to time your way back into the market.
Absolutely. You have to be right when to take it out and when to put it back in. And
good luck.
Could it be done? Of course it could. But it's extremely difficult, and it increases the risk of your portfolio. So you don't want to do that. So for the average American, you know, how do they answer some of these questions like, do I have enough in savings? How do I replace my paycheck? You know, how do I balance saving money versus paying down debt? You know, should I contribute to a Roth or a pre-tax? Should I pick my own investments or use the target date funds? You know, these are some of the questions. When should I start drawing on my Social Security? How do I start drawing down on my assets? How does that work? When I stop the income from work, how do I turn it on, you know, with my own assets?
With your clients, guys, and Anthony, you can chime in too, but do you give advice along the lines of, listen, we're working on your retirement plan, yes, but there's day-to-day life. You do what I think you call just a cash flow analysis, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the real key is we've already talked about the importance of saving and starting as early as possible and saving as much as you can. Maybe starting low as a percentage of your income, but then consistently increasing that over the years. But as we've talked about over and over again on this program, it's about putting that detailed and comprehensive plan together to ensure that, you know, if you're a Gen Xer and you're on your way to retirement, ensuring that you're on the right track and that you're saving enough and that you have the right tools in place, that you have the right investment mix. And that's where the value that working with a firm like ours comes in, is that we've already gone through and answered all of the questions that you have thousands of times with our current clients. We've already done this thousands of times. You can definitely do it on your own with the right research, the right education, the right amount of time that you spend, but you don't want to do it by trial and error and make some big mistakes that could throw you off your plan.
Even a 401k, when you look at your allocations and how do you know which are the most riskiest? Like, you can look at the numbers and their history, but doesn't really forecast the future. Nobody has a crystal ball.
Nobody has a crystal ball. And you know, a lot of these 401ks, you know, do they offer advice? Yes, but it's typically an advisor that's spread extremely thin throughout, you know, multiple companies and multiple plans. Are they going to be able to provide a tailored, comprehensive plan for you?
The woman in HR usually isn't trained for that. She's not a certified financial planner.
Right, right.
She might be able to help you out with benefits and things like that. So be very careful or call somebody at the Coldwell Investment Group. Or let's just say, Joe, hey, I've been doing okay. I think, because I'm hearing stories on the news about this market being historic, right?
Right.
Well, am I taking full advantage of this incredible stock market right now?
Right. And
could I be doing better?
Could you be doing better? Again, you know, give our office a call, 262-522-4040. If you're sitting there listening to us thinking, I don't have a plan. I don't know if I have enough money to provide the income I need in retirement. Yeah. I don't even know where I am. You know, and we find a lot of people that we work with haven't done the planning, but they've been doing the savings. And that's why I always tell young people is don't necessarily worry when you're in your 20s about having the detailed, comprehensive plan.
Work at your career, put your nose to the grindstone.
Worry about that percentage.
But take that paycheck amount on a disciplined.
Save as much as you can. And when I, you know, when I'm asked about, you know, what percentage of my income should I save? And I always say your goal is 15 to 20% of your gross income. If you start out and you can't do that, that's okay. You can work up to that
Make it 0%.
But don't make it 0%. Even if it's $25 or $50 a month, start there. But as you get closer to retirement, that's when the planning really becomes important.
You'll also get a little excited when you see your money, like you said, compounding decade after decade.
Right.
After decade, you start approaching 60. Wow, this really did work.
That's correct. And what we see a lot of times with prospective clients that come in and need some help is that, you know, they've been saving and they've saved enough money, but you know what? Their investment strategy is not aligned properly with where they are. Maybe they're taking more risk than they need to. Maybe they're not taking enough risk and they've lagged significantly in return. You know, if you keep your money invested, you will see a good return. The longer you keep your money invested, the higher probability you will have of making money in the market.
There's all these rules of thumb. There's all these little formulas. There's historically looking at the stock market, what it's averaged annually. I think it's right around 7, Joe, right?
Yeah, the longer term is, you know, between 6 and 7% if we looked at, you know, kind of a balanced portfolio.
Yep.
But the key is, in those younger years, you have the ability to recover after a recession.
Yeah, but don't panic and take out and go under the mattress.
Have 100% in stocks. It's okay. And when you're in your 20s, keep saving. keep 100%. If you don't know what to do, at minimum, just, you know, put it into an S&P 500 index fund.
I know this is almost getting not preachy sounding, but you're exactly right, Joe. Just don't over panic. Look at if you'd taken out at COVID, or at all these times when the market then rebounded and you missed out on those incredible rallies. And look at where the market's at now. So this is what we talk about every week at the Retirement Clinic. It's what they talk about every day at the Coldwall Investment Group. We do have to break. But when we come back, Joe Still is here along with Anthony Priester. It is the weekly wealth management and preservation segment. We'll talk about 529s. More information on the web, thecowalway.com, and that free event coming up on the 25th of April. We'll give you more details as we continue on WISN. We are back to music. Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million, the theme of this segment, wealth management and preservation, the Retirement Clinic with the Coldwall Investment Groups, Anthony Priester and Joe Still. Anthony, you've got this segment, and it deals with 529s. All I know about 529s is they're meant for saving for your education.
Right. So as you mentioned, Paul, a 529 plan is a tax-advantaged savings account designed to encourage savings for future education costs. And one of the key provisions of the Secure 2.0 Act of 2022 allows rollovers to Roth IRAs. And so there's a few kind of complex situations that arise around rolling over 529 plans to Roths. And right now, there's a limited time opportunity in 2024 for a double tax break. And we'll kind of touch base on that. It is a newer provision, so we're still kind of learning, again, all the details about it. And there are contradicting opinions regarding if you can, if you can't. But right now, this is what we're seeing, and this is kind of where you can benefit from potentially doing a 529 to Roth rollover. So kind of getting right down to it. The new rule change may be a good opportunity for individuals who saved in excess or whose kids potentially didn't use all the 529 monies or potentially
have the problem of saving too much for college.
Yeah.
That definitely happens. And
or the kid could drop out after 2 years.
Right.
Right.
And, okay. And we get this question all the time from clients, on especially new grandparents. And I smile as I say that, as I'm looking at Paul.
Yes, I'm a new grandparent.
And they say, how can we save for our grandchild or grandchildren? And this is definitely one of the ways they can do that. However, the fear before now was, oh my gosh, what if my grandchild doesn't go to college? You know, which again, that could happen.
Yeah.
What do I do with the money? And so now with this Secure Act 2.0, there's more options for individuals to move this money.
I know you got a lot more, Anthony. I didn't want to interrupt, but yeah. that caught my attention.
Yeah, but we help clients, you know, consult on this all the time. And these are good provisions that were put in place, again, to give savers more options with these 529 plans if it works out, it's not needed for...
One of the key issues of overfunding a 529 plan historically is that there was a 10% penalty if you withdrew the money and it wasn't used for tuition expenses. So now, again, what we just mentioned, potentially you could roll that into a Roth, and there are some stipulations. One being that the beneficiary must be the same as the account that's in getting the money. So kind of make that sound a little easier. So the beneficiary of the 529 plan will be the owner of the Roth. So it's a direct transfer in between the accounts, and there is a limit of $35,000, again, but you can only contribute $7,000 for 2024. So there are limits and limitations to what you can and cannot do, and it is going to be stretched out over multiple years. Typically, again, it does increase typically. Well, for example, last year, 2023, the limit was $6,500. Again, this year for 2024, the limit $7,000. So,
but that $35,000, that is a lifetime.
That is, right? A lifetime. Ooh, okay. Cap.
So it's, if you had $100,000 sitting there and you're not using it, you know, you can't move all of that over into a Roth. Now, there's other options, obviously. You can... things you can do with that money.
Yeah.
Well, one kind of more kind of complex and interesting piece to this puzzle. Again, this article from Ed Slott mentions that there is no income restriction on doing a 529 to Roth IRA rollover. Again, there are different articles out there that say there are income restrictions. The IRS will need to clarify, again, the income restrictions behind that. But as of right now, again, Ed Slott's article is mentioning directly there's no income provisions in transferring those assets over, whereas there are income restrictions to directly funding a Roth. So it's an interesting article altogether, kind of bringing together that if you do save too much potentially for kids, grandkids, in college in general, or just school, that there are options now. And again, this is a newer piece as of 2022, so we're learning the details and figuring out getting clarification from the IRS is definitely a key piece here.
I think I just want to clarify this, Anthony. Are you saying that our government passed the Secure Act 2.0 without really thinking everything through completely?
I would have to agree. We still are getting a lot. Again, more clarification is needed from the IRS regarding guidance on who and who cannot do this. Income restrictions are going to be a huge piece, as in, again, who can, who can't. That's going to be.
Well, and parents, that grandparents can also use 529s, right? Can they?
Yes. You could start one for your grandson.
Yep.
And contributed to it. You are the owner of the account. He is the beneficiary.
Are 529s the most commonly used ways to save for college?
I believe so. Yes. There are. If you contribute to your state's 529 plan, there's tax deduction that you can get
Correct.
By doing that, by putting it in. So there are tax benefits
EDVEST? Is that the state?
That is the Wisconsin state plan.
Okay, and that's what we're talking about with the 529.
Yes.
So,
sure.
as there are fluid moving parts, and a lot of these amounts, like you mentioned, Anthony, they change year to year. So,
right. How
do you know that? Right, you got to talk to an advisor to keep up with these annual changes.
Right. So we are well versed in the changes that happen every year. So if you ever run into a situation where you're wondering what you can or cannot contribute, or if you can, just give us a call at 262-522-4040 and meet with one of our fiduciary advisors, and we'll be able to answer those questions for you.
Good stuff today. Anthony Priester and Joe Still are here. It's the Retirement Clinic Now. When we come back, there's an event on April 25th. It's a panel of a lot of guests that you've been on this show over the years, and this event's complimentary. They do fill up fast. The last one filled up really fast. A lot of attendees, they're complimentary, but you must sign up on the website. We'll give you that info next on the Retirement Clinic. Wrapping up today's Retirement Clinic with an event that's coming up. Anthony Priester is here, Joe Still. Anthony, it's April 25th. This event in Delafield is free to attend.
Right. This event is free to attend. Again, the event is titled Keep Family Wealth in the Family, where Jeff Colwell will be moderating the panel, joined by Chauncey Wisensell, Chris Behrens, and John Koenig. And this seminar is designed to help you gain a better understanding of how to preserve and protect your hard-earned assets for you and your family. Again, this panel will talk specifically about keeping family wealth in the family. The event is free, but you do need to register, as space is limited. For more details and to register, visit the events page at thecowallway.com or give the office a call at 262-522-4040.
Yeah, that is the number for any questions on this show, Joe Still. We give it out every week. 262-522-4040. That includes your new location on Blue Mountain Road in Brookfield.
Yes. Thank you, Paul. We love that location. We're very excited to be there. Stop by and see us. Just a couple of thoughts on our show topic today. Don't be average. Do not be average. The average American has not saved enough for retirement. If you are in that boat today, start saving today.
Some of those stats you gave were alarming. You even said they were alarming to you. We knew, a lot of Americans don't have a proper retirement plan, but boy, when you hear like 22%.
Yeah, it's a little scary when you hear what the average American has saved for retirement, but you can still start today, whatever age you are.
What are you waiting for?
Right. Save. That's the key. And then call a professional. Call us, 262-522-4040, if you need help. We will help put that comprehensive retirement and financial plan together for you that can give you peace of mind that you have enough to retire and take the stress off of your life from a retirement planning
outsource
that stress to us. Yes,
I love that line. Joe Still, as always, great show. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
And also, Anthony Priester. Guys, have a great weekend. We're back next Saturday. Each week, we're here at 10 o'clock on the Retirement Clinic, the Coldwell Investment Group, Monday through Friday during the Mark Belling Show with those daily market updates, 3 and 5 p.m. news block. And, of course, 262-522-4040 for any of your retirement questions. All right, news coming up ahead. I'm Paul Kronforst on WISN Milwaukee.